to go, and all of a sudden, one after the other, it involved what? Abra, Nancy, Hilda, Liliana, there were more. Liz, they were all sitting on 417 and trying to get in here, and then one after another, they came just in time to go start their centers. And, you know, that's a God thing. We were just amazed by that and by some other things that happened at the camp. So I can't name everybody because I would forget one and that would be awful. But please know that I really appreciate each one of you and all of your help. I would ask you to join us for refreshments in Campbell Hall after the service. And we just welcome everyone here this morning. We are called to worship God. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Let us pray. Holy God, we confess as we come together to worship today that we come with baggage, burdens, and struggles. Let us leave all of that with you. Free us to worship you, to enthusiastically join with the children to sing and rejoice in your love for us. Amen.
Please stand as we sing.
You are the peace in my trouble, see.
We're going to have a video clip to show you some of the events of the week. Okay, kids. Okay, the kids are going to come on up and show you a little bit of what they sang at camp. Yeah, the leaders, please come on up and help. Okay. We're going to go right up here. Yeah. Okay, you can. Do you want a few of them up here? Perhaps we could get a few of the little ones up on there. That's good, so they can see you. All right. Here, let's get there.
You can get up if you want.
Yeah. Okay, just watch. Don't go into the back there. Come here. We good? Well, okay, watch. Yeah, you can go right here if you like. We good? Okay. Don't stand in front of the little ones. Go back there. You guys come in front. Okay, you guys come in front. Come on in front. There we go. Thank you.
You need a little more noise from there? Okay, she needs a little more noise from there. So can you raise the volume a little bit so she can hear better, she said? Thank you.
Because I'm
getting
like a little bit...
Okay, okay, she's
going to
do it.
Oh, I know, just like
oh.
Slowly fade.
So that was a small group of our kids. We've had a lot of kids at Vacation Bible Camp from outside our church, and a lot of them go to other churches and places and couldn't be with us today. So you saw just a small group and how much they've learned just in the week. What a week it was, too. I think that the theme that we had, shipwrecked, rescued by Jesus, and there were five areas of our lives where we can follow the example of Jesus and trust him. When you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
Interestingly, in Luke 15, as Jesus is telling these parables, the first about lost things, the tax collectors, the sinners, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law were all gathered around to listen to him. And the first one was the parable of the lost sheep. So shepherds, they all worked together, and you know, they could have over 100 sheep. But when one sheep got lost, another shepherd would take over so that that shepherd could go out and seek the sheep that was lost and bring them back. And we have that image of the shepherd carrying the lost sheep on his shoulders and bringing him back to the flock. One sheep missing, and they had hundreds more. But it was so important that they went after the lost sheep. And then we had the parable of the lost coin. And in our book, they tell this story that this was a special coin that the woman lost. She had 10 coins, and she lost one, right? And they said in our story that it was a special coin, a coin that showed that the woman was married. It was sort of like a wedding ring in our day. And so it wasn't just the monetary value of the coin that she was missing, but the sentimental value of the coin that her husband had given to her. The third parable is of the lost son who leaves his father's home, takes his inheritance, goes out and squanders it and loses it, and he ends up looking after pigs and eating their food. When he finally comes to his senses, he goes home to his father, and he was going to ask forgiveness of his father, but his father sees him coming and welcomes him. My son was dead and is alive again. In each parable about these lost things, these lonely things, they rejoice. The family and the friends celebrate and rejoice together when the thing that was lost is now found. Our verse was, in the same way I tell you, this is what Jesus said. In the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God in heaven when one sinner repents. When you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
Our key verse was, the Lord will hold me close, from Psalm 27. Our second day was, when you worry,
Jesus rescues.
Yeah. And our story was about Martha. Poor Martha. Cast the worrier of the Bible, right? As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be done. She came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister isn't helping me? Tell her to help me. And the Lord said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. I think we all have worries. You know, the kids have worries today. We wish that the kids didn't have to have worries, but they do. With the media that's available to them today, they worry about things that they shouldn't have to. Wars, world poverty, the environment, violence, the killings, the fightings. They see all of this. And our children are having really high anxiety levels. Jesus tells us not to worry. What was Mary doing? Just sitting and listening and spending time with Jesus. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat or drink, or your body, what you will wear. Don't worry about your clothes. He says, look at the flowers of the fields. Don't worry about tomorrow. So we're just going to trust in Jesus. As the kids sang for you, don't worry about a thing. Our key verse was, the Lord comes to rescue each time. And on our third day, we had, when you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
Jesus' friends tried to rescue him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus struggled in Gethsemane. He was distressed, and his soul was crushed. But he turned to his heavenly Father for comfort and to his friends for prayer. He asked them to join him in the prayer. Jesus knows how we feel when we struggle. And we can get stuck. We can get stuck in an emotional knot, an upheaval, if we don't share those struggles. Share them with friends, with family. Get someone to pray with you when you struggle. Because Jesus
rescues.
Our key verse was, be still and know that I am God. Our day four was, when you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
Yeah. We're at the crucifixion now. Two criminals, one on each side of Jesus. One who mocks him. One who asks for mercy. And Jesus welcomes him and tells him, this day you will be with me in paradise. The criminal did wrong, but he asked for forgiveness. Jesus gave his life on the cross so that each one of us could go to him for mercy and for forgiveness. All we have to do is believe in Jesus and trust him. He will work in us and he will give us new life. Here on earth was our verse. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Our last day was, when you are powerless, when you are powerless,
Jesus rescues.
Thank you. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3:00 p.m. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate every day, where he was put to beg from those going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John, he asked them for money. They looked straight at him and said, we don't have any money to give you, but what we have, we'll give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Taking him by the hand, they helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk, and then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Sometimes in life, we are powerless. Illness strikes. You lose a job. Your loved one dies. You move away and have to go to a new school or a new job, or a friend moves away. We are powerless in these situations, but we have a Savior. Sometimes we're healed. Sometimes we just have to trust Jesus and to find friends around us to help us and pray for us. The important thing is to trust Him, whatever happens. We can pray, and that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is here with us today. Our key verse was, "This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead." So when we are powerless,
Jesus rescues.
One very important thing that came through all of the camp lessons is that we cannot do life alone. We need each other. We need friends who care and who can pray for us. And it's a powerful experience, I tell you, to have a child pray for you. Just ask them. They're wonderful at it. As Christians, we need to share that love of Jesus, His power to rescue us from our troubles and our worries. Each one of you have been given gifts by God to help, to comfort, to share, and to enable each other to live out the gospel of our Lord. Yes, Jesus rescues, but He often uses you and I to do it. We had a wonderful camp. We had the most wonderful group of children and no discipline problems. How's that for a whole week of camp? Just amazing. We were totally blessed, and I really thank the parents and grandparents who brought their children, and I hope that they will always remember that whatever they're going through in life, that Jesus... Yes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for being with us today. We lift up to You each person here. We lift up their struggles, their worries, their illnesses, their grief. And just ask for Your healing touch by that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. We trust and believe that power is still here today with us. Your power is in this place. Lord, we know You hear the silent prayers of Your people gathered here. We pray together as You taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our offerings will be received.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures hear me.
Offering. We thank you for the commitment of the people of this church to give so that we may reach out in the community. And we just thank you for them, and we thank you for the tithes, the offerings, and the time that people give of themselves in your name. Amen. Our closing hymn is "Will Your Anchor Hold?" May the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with you this day. May the Christ who served with wounded hands stretch out your hands to serve. And may the Christ who loves with a wounded heart open your hearts to love. May you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet, and may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. Amen.